bow before you every day, Lord God. And we acknowledge with grateful hearts, Lord, that Jesus Christ is Lord. That in the name of Jesus every knee shall bow. And every tongue confess that you indeed are Lord. Father, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you for the cross. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that was shed. And we thank you for the name that's above every other name by which we are saved. And in the name of Jesus, we go forward this morning. We go forward in your resurrection power. We go forward in the strength and the empowering and the quickening of your Spirit. And in your name, Lord Jesus, we break every stronghold. In the name of Jesus, we bind and break every demonic power, every distraction, every work of the devil. And we cast it out and call it null and void. And Lord Jesus, we go on this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Glory a Deus. Jesus Christ is Lord. You know, all over the world, people get very confused. About what these days are about. In some countries, they're running around looking for eggs right now. In some places, people are very happy to be eating chocolate today. People are all over the place. But when you've been touched by the Spirit of God, when God has called your name, and when He's called you unto Himself, you know that this day and every day is about the risen King. You know that the life that you now live is hidden in Christ Jesus. And in Him you live and move and have your being. It is a glorious thing to be a child. Amen. Okay. Bible. Okay. Yes. No translation necessary. Okay. Yes. Bibles. Who has your Bible? Bring your Bibles with you. Bring your Bibles with you. The reason I say that is because a lot happened all over the world so that you could, over God's timing, so that you could have this. There were many servants of God that paid a very high price so you could have one of these. So while you have the option, have it, read it, carry it, use it. Okay, John chapter 3. And verse 11 through 21 says, verily, 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 I say unto thee, we speak that we know and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. If I have told you of earthly things and ye believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you of heavenly things? Yeah. And verses 11 through 21. I'll read it first. And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God.
11 through 20. Si os he dicho cosas terrenales y no lo creéis, ¿cómo creeréis si no viniere las celestiales? Nada subió al cielo sino el que descendió del cielo, el Hijo del Hombre que está en el cielo. Y como Moisés levantó la serpiente en el desierto, así es necesario que el Hijo del Hombre sea levantado, para que todo aquel que en él cree no se pierda, mas tenga vida eterna. Porque de tal manera amó Dios al mundo, que ha dado a su Hijo unigénito, para que
Jesus Christ, when He came into this world, He did many things while He was in this world. He lived a life. He had friends. He traveled. He had a full life. But when Jesus Christ came into this world, He came on a mission. He came on a mission that He was sent on by His Father. You, as a child of God, when you connect up with who God made you to be, when you are connected with who God made you to be, God will send you on a mission as well. Now, Jesus has to bring clarification in this passage. In this passage, it's late at night. One of the teachers of Israel named Nicodemus came to Jesus. And he was asking Jesus about the kingdom of God. And Nicodemus was confused. Because he and many others like him thought there was a way that God should work. There was a way they thought this kingdom of God was going to be set up. They still had memories of the days of David and Solomon. And when they saw Jesus, He didn't meet their expectations. But regardless of that fact, there was no denying that the power of God was on Jesus' life. And in your life, as you continue to seek truth, there will be many things that don't meet your expectation. But God will be in it. And if you continue to seek truth, God will make it known to you. Now, Jesus here begins to bring clarification to Nicodemus. an earthly setup.
Ni que Dimas está buscando un reino en la tierra. Yo digo ni que Dimas porque digo ni que.
He's looking for an earthly setup, whereas Jesus is trying to clue him in that there is more going on here than this world and this life.
Él estaba buscando algo en el reino de la tierra, pero Jesús venía con un mensaje del reino de Dios.
There were prophecies that were being fulfilled. God was setting up a redemptive plan that had been put into works from the very start of the fall with Adam. Where the serpent's head would be crushed beneath the Son of God.
Dios estaba preparando el tiempo cuando el
beneath the heel of the Son of God. Yes. Yes.
La cabeza del serpiente iba a ser aplastada.
God was in the process of, as in Daniel, when Daniel had prophesied that of the rock that would come and crush all the other kingdoms and grow and fill the whole earth. Yes, sorry. Yes. God was in the process of fulfilling the scriptures of Daniel. Where this rock that was cut without human hands, came and smashed the idol representing all these kingdoms. Pulverized it into nothing. And then grew and filled the whole earth. God was doing much more than these people could understand. And he was working out his redemptive plan for the entire human race. Not bad for a carpenter's son. Now that's what God does with a carpenter's son.
Si Dios hace eso con el hijo de un carpintero.
And God could have put Jesus anywhere.
Y Dios hubiese podido poner a Jesús en cualquier posición.
And he decided to introduce Christ to the world that way.
Y pero Dios se decidió introducir a Jesús al mundo en forma de hijo de carpintero.
Born in a stable.
Nacido en un pesebre.
Surrounded by animals. Why do you limit what God can do with your life? This is...
Yes?
about this King of Kings, that he would set up and bring, that would fulfill all prophecies, fulfill all righteousness, redeem mankind, and he decides to start his life in the overflow room of a cheap hotel.
That's really easy.
No, he decides to start his life in a stable. No matter what your beginnings, that is no indicator of how you will end. Let's say it again.
Loves his creation.
more personal. God loves you.
Dios te ama a ti.
Do you know that you are the most expensive thing in God's entire creation? Of the King of Kings to be able to buy you.
Le costó a Dios su sangre. La sangre del Rey de Reyes para comprarnos a nosotros.
To redeem your life.
Para redimir tu vida.
There was no other price sufficient enough to redeem you except the blood of and not any old king. Not any old run-of-the-mill king that people have these days. It required the name that's above every other name. The spotless lamb without fault, without wrinkle. It required the blood of the Lamb of God. Just tap yourself on the shoulder and say, I'm very expensive. Amazing value in God's plan. You know, sometimes what happens is the devil would have you not know your worth. You see, the devil lost at the cross. At the cross, the devil was defeated. Yes. Yes.
Y tú eres valoroso a Dios.
the devil was defeated at the cross.
El diablo fue derrotado en la cruz.
Ya la declaraste
en el sitio de la cruz.
La posición de la cruz.
The devil took his best shot at the cross. Now God did this because He loves you. God did this because that was the only way to redeem you and I. It says right here that God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. See, Jesus is not your accuser. The devil is the accuser of the brethren. Yes.
Oh.
Jesus is your friend. Yes. Is not a friend like most people think of friends. There are all kinds of friends. Jesus talks about a friend that sticks closer than a brother. But there is a friend that will lay his life down for you. His life down for you. That's what Jesus did for you. Isn't it nice to know that the King of Kings is your friend? Yes, yes, yes. Go ahead. From important people.
Yeah.
says that the king's heart is like water and God directs it wherever he wants it to go. In scriptures, when kings and princes and pharaohs in Egypt and Nebuchadnezzar in Babylon, when people that thought that they were ruling the world and controlling everything, the moment those words came out of their mouth, God said, "Oh, you really think so?" You can't even control your own body, let alone the world you're around. The very breath in your lungs is on loan from me. And God will collect that as well. And God puts them in reminder that they are but men. God reminds all of us that every knee will bow and every tongue will confess. Jesus Christ is Lord. But now for us, we know that the King of Kings is our friend. Jesus did on the cross, we can boldly come before the throne of grace. And the King of Kings invites you. Me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He gives us rest. He gives us peace. He sets us free. He redeems our lives. He gives your life purpose. He gives your life direction. He gives you meaning. He shows you what's going on in the world around you. And as people are confused and wondering what's happening in this world, for God's people it's very clear. Como hijos adoptados. and hell could not hold him. The grave had nothing on Jesus. And God offers to his people. He offers to the wheat that grows among the tares. The sheep and the goats. He offers to his sheep. He offers them life. He said, remain in me. And let my words remain in you. And you will bear fruit. It's an abundant life that he offers. And we thank him. And we praise him for what he has done. And this day, we say, Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.